Suddenly Bernard stiffened.
"It's close," translated Vicky, swearing and pulling Robert into the poster-crammed doorway of a closed Woolworths.
"Are we sure it's her?" Vicky asked Bernard.
The penguin mimed something unrepeatable.
"Trust me, it's not a mime you want to see a penguin do."
"But how could she have escaped?" Vicky hissed. "Of course! She must have sensed Robert on the platform."
"Well, please, what is out there?"
"Well, this lost soul has absorbed not just the twisted fantasies of some of the nastier elements of mankind, but also the more twisted theories of the doctor who ran the asylum at the time. And he was ahead of his time. It was a new idea, one which hadn't been given its most famous expression yet, but loosely speaking, it was the mixing of terrible trauma with the theory of penis envy."
"Penis envy?" said Robert.
"Personified," said Vicky.
Bernard repeated his unrepeatable mime.
"Shit. How do we fight it?"
"We have to surround it and tell it that it doesn't exist."
"Will that work?"
"Well, if there are enough of us. The others are on their way, but it will ignore fairies."
"What?"
The mirror people, the orange penguins. It will ignore the orange penguins."
"I wish I could.
So do I. Anyway, it'll be homing in on a human mind."
"And that would be us."
"Well, more likely you."